encased in a vest. On the wall was a massive collage of photos of us as a couple, and one very intimate one that he'd taken of me while I was sleeping. Most were pictures taken by the paparazzi who followed his every move. He was Gideon Cross, of Cross Industries, and at the ridiculous age of 28, he was one of the top 25 richest people in the world. I was pretty sure he owned a significant chunk of Manhattan. I was positive he was the hottest man on the planet. And he kept photos of me everywhere he worked, as if I could possibly be as fun to look at as he was. He turned, pivoting gracefully to catch me with his icy blue gaze. Of course, he'd known I was there, watching him. There was a crackling in the air when we were near each other, a sense of anticipation like the coiled silence before the boom of thunder. He'd probably deliberately waited a beat before facing me, giving me the opportunity to check him out because he knew I loved to look at him. Dark and dangerous, and all mine. God, I never got used to the impact of that face. Those sculpted cheekbones and dark winged brows, the thickly lashed blue eyes and those lips. Perfectly etched to be both sensual and wicked. I loved when they smiled.